welcome to Mindfulness Man. Sorry for the break in the recordings. I've been busy, but I've also been trying to sort out a recording issue. To get technical, a sound engineer friend has told me that there's too much reverb on my recordings. But anyway, I'm attempting to solve some of that right now. I'm currently sitting under a sheet, so let's see what happens. In the last podcast, we looked at the relationship between energy and relaxation in meditation. This week, I want to look at moving in closer to the breath. The breath is the perfect object for beginning meditation, and many people stay with it for the whole of their life. I began with it, and I still use it myself on a regular basis, although now my preferred method is to meditate on the internal sound. That's something that I'll introduce much further down the road. But for now, let's continue with the breath and move much closer into the experience. We could call it becoming intimate with the breath. Before we start, let me just talk about frequency of practice. It's not much use to meditate when you feel like it, mainly because we hardly ever feel like it. Also, meditating when we don't feel like it often brings the most fruitful sits. And we also know what it feels like to meditate when we don't feel like meditating. So make a commitment to yourself. And the commitment is to do it every day. If you can, at the same time and in the same place. You could listen to this every day, or maybe on alternate days. One day this guided practice, and the next day a silent practice where you just set a meditation timer or something, or a clock, or something on your phone. Okay, I'd like you to get into your seated posture. A chair is fine for now, but make sure it's one without back supports and that your feet are flat on the floor. If you're used to sitting on the floor, that's even better. Do that. If not, consider attempting it in the near future. Now, comfortably seated, close your eyes. Don't squeeze them shut, just allow them to close naturally, gently, with ease. And try to engage the lower back by tilting the pelvis ever so slightly forward. No overarching of the back. This helps to build a firm base, and it helps us to bring the spine into a natural alignment without any strain. So much of the work, and there's not much work to do, is done just by this gentle tilting of the pelvis. So we straighten the spine, but it's not rigid, it's fully alive. It maintains a flexibility to it. And slightly tuck in the chin and allow the crown of the head to feel as though it is slightly elevated. If if it helps a feeling of buoyancy. Or you can imagine that the head is held in place by a cord. Now slowly sweep your awareness from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet. As you do this, as you gently scan over the body, look for any sensations. So we're scanning the body with interest. Look for tingling, pressure, whatever you can find. And place your mind there. Have this sense of exploration. If you find that you're holding any part of your body, actually move into that physical experience just for a while, observing. It may just simply disappear. If not, gently let it go. Relax. Relax. Feel any sensation present. Tingling. Itching, pain. Nothing here is a problem. Every single experience is valuable. In mindfulness, tension, pain, and pleasure are all equal. They're just experiences to be observed. This attitude helps us to remain firm and equanimous in this turbulent world. We become like a rock in a storm. A whole world being blown around in a crazy cycle. But this strength that we're building allows us to become firm, solid, unshaken. And now move your attention to the nostrils. And find the point at which the sensation of breathing is the strongest. This for some people is right at the tip of the nostrils. And for others, it can be the point where the nostril meets the upper lip. It's different for everyone, so just find that place where you can really feel the sensation. And hold your attention at the point. We're allowing the breath to come in and out. But we're not following it. we just remain at this point, like a sentry guard. We are still at our post. We experience the crowd of people passing us. But we don't throw down our gun and follow them. We remain attentive, on guard, seeing everything from this one point, not getting carried away. Your awareness is stationary, feeling the flow of the breath passing over this point, in and out. Just feeling, not thinking about it, not getting lost in a visualization about it. Just getting in touch with the raw sensation of breathing. As if you are taking your first ever breaths. All of our life we have been breathing, yet we barely notice it. The breath and the life of this body are fused together. We are taking this time out to experience this ordinary yet miraculous unfolding, this great mystery. All the time, moving in closer to the experience, as if we are focusing a microscope, going from this sense of everything being fuzzy and vague into crystal clear sharpness. Seeing with clarity. Narrowing down into the experience. Pinpointing it. Maybe even seeing something brand new in the breath we've never seen before. feeling the texture of the breath. Is it smooth? Or is it rough? Is there a softness to it? Or is it harsh and jittery? Feeling the breath pass over this point, being with even the most subtle sensations we can find, not missing a single detail, focusing in. Making the area of experience smaller. Try to hold your awareness as the breath comes all the way in, pauses, then feeling the breath all the way out, then repeating the whole process. The breath long or short? Are the in-breath and out-breath the same length? We don't verbalize the answers. Just experience long or experience short. Whatever's there. When your mind drifts away into the future, planning, or if it drifts into the past, remembering, drop it and come back to the sensation of breathing at this focused point. Feeling the breath soothing us in the same way that the in and out motion of the sea does. It's like a natural therapy. So we're calming the body with the breath. The in and out. Very soothing, relaxing. Although we're focusing in narrow and this is quite concentrated, we don't hold it too tightly. there's still this sense of ease and freedom. Can you even hear the sound of the breath? Like a gentle wind in the trees. Are you pushing and pulling the breath? Or allowing it to breathe itself? Try not to interfere. Completely let go of the process. There's no breather. There's just breathing. Observe the process. Feel it. Returning to the breath over and over again is the training. Each time we see we are lost, we are no longer lost. Mindfulness and concentration become stronger. Now let go of the breath and just feel the radiance of your whole being. For a moment, just rest in awareness, noticing things arise and being with that experience until it passes, and noticing something else arise, and on and on. Feel the joy of being alive, the joy that comes from stillness. Over and over, we search this world looking for happiness. It's not out there in anything. It's in you, right here and right now. Can you see that? We don't have to run. We can move through this world gracefully. We can move in a way that inspires others and makes them want to stop and reflect on their own lives. This path of meditation will reveal a beautiful world where you once saw only pain and problems. The mundane will reveal a beauty that was always there. It was just missed as you crazily scurried through your life. You'll catch the light and the life in the eyes of the people around you. And you'll connect in new and beautiful ways. Life is sacred. All of it. and you are life. Now, open your eyes and take this lovely feeling of peace and joy out into your day, or if you've been meditating at night, into your sleep. If you'd like to further engage with me, come over to mindfulnessman.com. Or for Twitter, that's at mindfulness_man. If you have any questions, you can email me on chris.manning5@btinternet.com. And I'll address any of those questions if you have any. I'm off on retreat on Friday, so hopefully the next podcast will be much more peaceful. Take good care.